Ladies, the word works.
Yes.
There is power in the word of God.
Pray the word, the word works.
Pray the word works. Absolutely. Pray the word works. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we are in Mark chapter 4. Last week we talked about the word and the different soils that the word can grow on, and how we're both sowers sometimes, and sometimes we're the soil. And how important it is to make sure our soil stays pure so that the word can get grounded in us and it can grow. And when that happens, when we start using the word, scripture tells us that if we're using the word and our soil is good, that the word that we're using is going to return to us 30, 60, and 100 times.
Yes.
Right. Now, could you imagine exceedingly abundantly above all you could think or ask times 100?
Wow.
Wow.
That's not a baby furniture.
Right. Yeah. You know, think about how much we don't use the very most precious, valuable, powerful resource that we have. I mean, there is power in the word. The word is living, the Bible says. It is living. This is alive. When we're reading the words, we are the most alive that we have ever been is when we are reading scripture. That is the most alive you will ever be. Yes. It's exciting. Scripture is just so exciting. And ladies, you expect it. You have that hope that God says he's going to do what he's going to do.
Yes.
Absolutely. That is our hope. That is our high, optimistic, powerful expectation that God is going to do exactly what he says he'll do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay. So we ended there last week, and we went to John 1, verses 1 through 14, and we found out that the reason the word is so powerful is the word is Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And you know, in that parable where Jesus uses the parable of the sower with the word, it's the same exact word in Greek that is in John 1 where he says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was God. And that is where our power comes from. Ladies, it's hard for me to explain it. It's even hard for me to grasp it. It's overwhelming. That's a good word. It's overwhelming. When you recognize the resurrection power that we have backing us up every single day in everything we do. Mm-hmm. Resurrection power. Now stop and think about it. Stop and think about what that means. The same power, Ephesians tells us, that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is working in us. Really? That's resurrection power. Yes. That's exciting. Then he goes on to them, and we are in Mark chapter 4, and we're going to start at verse 21. He said to them, "Do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand? For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out in the open. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." Jesus repeats that up above. Remember, he said that they are ever hearing but never understanding. Now he is telling them, look, if you have ears to hear, if you have me working in you, you have ears that you can hear God. Do you remember in John where he says, "My sheep know my voice"?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they that aren't my sheep, they don't know my voice. If you do not know Jesus Christ, you do not have ears to hear.
Right.
But if you know Jesus Christ, you know his voice, and when he tells you something, you know it is straight from God himself.
Amen.
And that you can go with it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yes, so when we are reading scripture and we hear it from God, that makes sure that you understand that you are a child of God, and this is God speaking directly to you. Now, consider what you hear, he continued. Now, listen. Every single one of you has a light. Okay? The reason every single one of you has a light is because every single one of you have Jesus Christ living in you. And He is the light. Okay? So how... Yeah, this little light of mine, I'm celebrating. Yeah.
But you know what? It's not a little light.
No, it's a little
light. Yeah. Yeah. And then remember, hide it under a bushel.
No. You got it, Cindy. You were there.
Hey, Cindy.
Cindy and I practiced that before we came in here tonight. But listen. Listen. You all have a light in you. You all have a light in you. And the way that you do not hide your light is that you live for Jesus Christ. Amen. You see, when you get out in the world and you hide your light under a bushel. Yeah. No. Right. You see, all you're doing is you are pushing Jesus Christ down in yourself, because if you don't, your light's just going to shine automatically. Mm-hmm. Your light is going to shine wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And the interesting thing is, and we've done this experiment before, a little bit hard to do it here, but when we were at my house, you remember we made the house completely dark.
Yeah.
And we turned on one little light and everybody could see everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the more lights we turned on, the brighter and the brighter and the brighter it got. But it only took one little light to get rid of the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that? Yeah. Your one little light in a dark world is all that God needs to do what He needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we say, oh, well, you know, it's just my one little light. Yeah, but you know what? That's all you need. And it isn't little. As long as it's the light of Jesus Christ, it is a powerful light. As a matter of fact, that light is so strong that in heaven there's going to be no need for the sun or the moon or the stars, because Jesus will be the light.
Amen.
Now, that light's in you. Woo! Yeah. Yes. See, and it is our responsibility, not because we have to, but our, let me rephrase that. I don't want to use word responsibility. That sounds law.
Work.
That sounds work. That, you know, let's talk grace. It's my privilege.
Mm-hmm.
It is a privilege I have to allow Jesus Christ to live inside of me. But let me explain something else to you about light. We're going to look at some scriptures about light, because the light, we think, okay, don't hide your light under a bushel and let your light shine. And that's very, very important. But something I want you to understand about light, it is for you first. It will keep you from making a whole lot of bad decisions. It will keep you from getting off the path. It will keep your path clear. You know why? Because Psalm says, thy word, which is Jesus Christ, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know what happens? Is that we cover that light under a bushel, and then we stumble and we fall, and we are all confused and we don't know which way to turn. And the truth of the matter is, we have the light to shed on our path inside of us. Don't bury the light.
We try to do it ourselves.
Yes, we do. Oh, yes. Self is one of the biggest bushels we have around, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, think about that. How many times do we hide our light and we forget that that light is very powerful? Let's go to John 8:12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, He said, I am the light of the world. You know what? If He had said that, that would have been enough. That would have been enough. But He goes on and He gives us this assurance. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Yes. Yes, I can't tell you how many times, just in this group of ladies right here, we have been praying about something, and all of a sudden God reveals something to you that you didn't know, and it makes the decision so easy. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is the revelation of light. Yeah, I can probably go around this room, and just about every one of you are going to say, I remember that time when I was really praying about something, and somebody said something to me, or I found out something about this that caused me to go forward, or it gave me caution to stop. Mm-hmm. And that was just God shining his light on the situation to direct your paths. Mm-hmm. How wonderful is that? Mm-hmm. How wonderful is that? Yeah, you have a light in you. It is first of all for you. But it's secondly for everybody around you. It is secondly for everybody around you. Oh my goodness. Yes. Now understand, the darkness doesn't like the light because it reveals things that they want to keep in the dark. Oh yeah. So you're going to get certain people that don't really want a Christian around because it really brings to the surface what they're lacking. That's just light shining on darkness. That's all that's doing. Mm-hmm. Right. You got to tell them, look, I can't turn my light down. It's really, really bright. I have no control over that.
Amen.
Yeah. Better. Yes. It is more than 100 watt. Yeah. And it never burns out. Yeah. How's that for a great light, huh? Mm-hmm. And it uses no electricity. Mm-hmm. It has its own power source. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Okay. Go to Matthew 5. Here's the second issue we're going to talk about with the light. This is extremely important here. We're going to look at verses 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. Now listen to this, ladies. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Ladies, you want to really worship and praise Jesus Christ? Let your light shine. You see, we get all caught up in oh, we got to worship, and oh, we have to praise, and I don't feel like praising God today. I got to get my praise clothes on. I've heard so many people say that. I'm not quite sure what praise clothes are. But somehow they think they have to do something. Look, Jesus himself says, you want to praise God the Father? Let your light shine before men. That's all you got to do. And you are praising God himself when your light shines. How do you like that? Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Isn't that exciting? Mm-hmm. What a great way to praise the Lord. Just let your light shine. Yes. You see, and glorify the Father. Yes, praise the Father in heaven. Oh, that my light would shine. Just that it would shine. Wherever I go, let my light shine. Just let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. All the time. That's right. Ladies, we have the greatest, most powerful, most exciting, absolutely most beautiful person in the form of Jesus Christ, who is altogether lovely and altogether perfect. Amen. Oh, why wouldn't we want everybody to see that? Why wouldn't we want everybody to see that? Okay? Let your light shine. It is first of all for you. It's a light unto your feet and a lamp unto your path. It is for you. It is for you. It is for you. But secondly, when you let your light shine, it praises God the Father. It praises God the Father. Yes. So we are going to just let our light shine. We are going to let Jesus Christ work through us. We are going to allow the power of God Himself to do great mighty things in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
And when God answers our prayers, we are not going to say man made a mistake. We're going to say we have the supernatural work of God in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. Tell you what, if we just left it all up to man, everything would be a mistake. The fact they get it right 95% of the time is still God.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, man's one big mistake. Let's be honest. But you know what? I've now got the righteousness of Christ on me, and I stand before God perfect. That is something to let your light shine about. Amen?
Amen?
Okay, consider carefully what you hear. He tells them again, listen to what you hear. Now you have heard this. Now, to consider means what?
Think about it.
That's the first step. What else is consider?
Prayer.
Keep going. That's right.
Ponder.
Pray about it. Consider.
What's the question?
When he says, consider carefully what you hear, what is he saying?
Are you in Mark 4?
Mark 4. Yep, I'm in Mark 4, verse 24.
Pay close attention.
Pardon?
Hold it up to scripture.
Right. Right. Compare the word to the word. Consider carefully what you hear. Lois gets the star of the day. Now look, here's why. This is a very interesting little section here. And a lot of people take this out of context and they make it say whatever they want to say. What it is saying is he's just given us two parables on using the Word of God in our life. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, when we use the Word of God in our life, we expect God to do what He says He's going to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many of you pray and you think, well, He might and He might not?
Being honest.
Ladies, the only time He's not going to answer our prayers when He has something better. Right, Crystal?
Right.
Right, right, Lois?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Many of you in here, we have been praying for something and we come in and we're like, it was way bigger than I thought it was going to be. You know, you remember we were all praying for Kenya. She was on the streets and didn't have a job. B comes in a couple weeks later. Kenya not only got a job, but she's now going to college for free.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we expected it.
Right. We expected God to do what He says He's going to do. Now look, Jesus follows up two parables about using the Word, which is Him. Number one, by the Word, which is Jesus Christ, and by Jesus Christ is the light. Okay? And now He says, listen, consider carefully what you have heard. Okay? You're with me?
Mm-hmm.
With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. Ladies, listen carefully. When you use the word just keeps working, and you use the word, and the word just keeps working, and you use the word, and the word just keeps working, because Jesus Christ is alive, and He is powerful, and He backs up every bit of His word. Amen?
Amen.
When you don't use the word, you lose it. Use it or lose it.
Yeah.
Use it or lose it. And the little bit of seed that you have, something is going to come and take it. The birds of the air, the
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah, the birds of the air. Well,
like the,
and
the seed on the rock.
Right, the seed on the rock. The worries of this world. But when you use the word, you know what? The more you use the word, the less you worry. Did you ever know that?
And like in Timothy, where it says the man that's like double-minded because he didn't have faith. James should expect nothing.
Right. Do you understand that? Do you know that when you are in the Word, that Satan cannot get near you? Why is that?
Because we're using the Word, and the Word says that the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony is how we overcome.
Get in the Word and you get more Word. Get out of the Word and you lose what you have. Do you understand that?
Yes.
You see, we need to really grasp this because consider carefully what you hear. When you hear the word, you need to recognize the word is working. That it is being planted in good soil, and we are not going to allow a single thing to steal the word out of our lives. Yes, it is wonderful. It is wonderful to have fellowship, and that's where I want to close. You know, we get caught up in the corporate, and I love corporate worship. Don't get me wrong. But it is only as effective as the individuals worshiping. You understand that? You know, I cannot carry any of you on my back to the throne. You have to go to the before the throne on your own. Nor can you carry me on your back to the throne. Now, I can carry your request before God, and I can pray on your behalf. And there's a lot of things that I can do on your behalf. But ladies, when you have the word, you must use the word. It does two things. It glorifies God, because when we're using the word, our light shines. That is how your light shines. You use the word. You allow God to work through you. The word is Jesus Christ. And when you use the word in your life, you're going to keep using the word, and you're going to get stronger and stronger, and the word's going to become more powerful and more powerful. And you're going to use the word more and more. That's why he said it will return to you 60, 30, 60, and 100 fold. Because the more you use the word, the more the word's going to work. And if the word says it, I don't care who tells you anything. If the word says it, you believe the word. There'll be so many people who say that. Well, I know the Bible says that, but. But. No. No. And ladies, then you are in a place where you can give it away. And that is what we are ultimately to do. Mm-hmm. You see, I can get all the word in the world. It can just be poured into me. But if my light is not shining, and people do not see my light shining, it is just being drowned out. It is under a bushel.
You see? Give it away to keep it.
Pardon?
I have to give it away to keep it.
That's right. That is exactly right. You see, there's a whole process here. I get the word. I use the word. The word grows in me. The word keeps growing in me. I use the word. I get the word. The word keeps growing in me. But it doesn't stop here. It goes out of me. I become a light. I become a light that destroys darkness. And not because of me, but because of who is in me. And that is the word. The living, powerful word of God is in me. Do you understand that? Mm-hmm. Oh, ladies, if you want more happy than your heart can hold, yeah, you got to give it away. You got to give it away. Take whatever you have and give it away. You know, then your good work, is being seen before man. And that is honoring your Father in heaven. Amen?
Amen.